October the 18th.
Mercury goes retrograde later today. How about that, Jennifer?
I don't like that. That means things don't work.
That means transportation can be difficult.
Like the transit strike.
Can be difficult. What is going on with that in San Francisco? There was going to be, and then there wasn't going to be.
Oh, there is now.
There is. Transit strike in San Francisco. So what does that mean to people who... it means you're going to get a lot of exercise walking up and down the hills of San Francisco. It's nothing but good. This is good that the transit system is shut down, isn't it?
Oh, have isn't you seen the hills in San Francisco?
I have walked the hills of San Francisco.
They're tough.
The hills are alive with the sound of walking in San Francisco today. Hello, hello, and hooray.
They say no one walks in L.A. No one should walk in San Francisco. Unless you're going downhill. That's tough.
Can you imagine what it does to your glutes and to your calves? Ooh, it's great for your calves and your glutes.
Yeah, you strap on a pair of heels and start hauling up that hill.
Actually, that's not true. I've worn a pair of heels, I think, once in my life.
Oh, no. Is this true confession time?
Well, I was at a party, and somebody was silly.
Oh,
and
no.
So they said, why don't you wear these?
I've heard that before. It was at a party.
I'm having I'm trying to... somebody who wore shoes that were similar to yours. You wear those high heels. You wear real high heels.
Mm-hmm.
So this was somebody making, it was a bet. I don't remember what it was. It was a bet that I couldn't walk across the room in high heels.
Oh, were you
and
able to do it?
A couple of women said, because I think I was teasing them a little at the size of the heels that they were wearing. This was quite a long time ago. And so this woman said to me, I didn't know this woman. She had big feet, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, well, let's see how you do walking across the room. Now, I've never walked anywhere in heels. And it's an art that you grow into, I think. I mean, that was the sense that I got out of it. You have to kind of get used to walking around in heels. Not something that you take naturally because it's not natural.
There are still some... The heels that they make now are so high. They're like 6 feet high, I swear. They're ridiculous.
Really?
And there are still a lot of people... that I've seen out, like, walking into dinner. Like, last Friday night, I was just out having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this woman trying to walk in these heels, and she looked like Bambi. You know?
Really?
She couldn't do it. And so my rule is, if you can't walk in them, you probably shouldn't buy them.
Huh. Okay. Well.
If you can't handle the height, don't buy the shoes.
Well, you can try them on. What happens if you break, how strong are the heels?
I guess they're pretty strong. The only time I've ever had a heel break on me is when I was in Las Vegas with our mutual friend Ed McMahon, who we miss,
mm-hmm.
and my high heel shoe got jammed into the grade of the escalator.
You know, I've had that happen to somebody that I knew in New York City.
Yeah, let's just say that didn't end well for me.
Yeah.
I ended up in the emergency room. And
did you really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
It was because I fell out of my shoe. Yeah. And the edge of the escalator grate actually cut into my foot.
Yeah.
So it was all the way down to the bone.
Ooh.
And I had to have like 13 stitches.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not fun at all.
It was one of those injuries where you know you're really injured, but if you don't look at it, maybe it'll just go away. And so when I got off, I kind of crawled off the escalator and I was sitting there for a second.
Really?
And the security guards come running over and they're like, we have to get you to the emergency room. And I'm like, no, I think if you just have a Band-Aid, it'll be okay. And then 13 stitches later, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, back to you in the studio.
Back to me in the studio. In a moment, you're going to be joined by Rich McFadden because I'm leaving.
You're leaving us today. The co-host
is
here.
He is.
Yep, I am in Richie's
the inmates
there, so I'm
are taking
leaving.
Over the asylum.
That'll be. I'm trying to figure out. I was trying to. You know, this is the time when I miss. I probably could do this on my iPad. I was thinking I ought to tune in and listen to this.
Not want to do that.
Yeah, you will. We're going to talk about you and stuff.
We have plans.
Plans, really? You have made plans?
You'll see. Listen in on your iPad.
All right, so didn't you give Megan the way to... Didn't she download a lot of this stuff onto the iPad with you, giving her a little tutelage, Richie?
Remember doing it for that specifically, but it's simple enough to use. And that's
did
why
you tutelage Doug's daughter, Richie?
I did. Yeah, she liked it.
She actually, I remember, okay, so now
I tutelaged a girl and I liked it.
I'm remembering back to when Megan was a kid. Megan and Brendan, both my children, were on the program a lot when they were kids growing up. Brendan thought it was great sport. He thought he was very clever and smart, and he liked to be smarmy on the air. And he was actually okay at it. as he is as an adult now. He's
got a fun personality.
Yeah, yeah. Megan, however, was very serious. Megan was very upset with Rich almost all the time. And Richie used to bait her, and that used to drive her even nuttier. I remember when
she's
the
master.
First, yes. Yeah.
I am. Uh-huh. And one of your old girlfriends, I used to do that too, as well.
She deserved it.
I used to drive all the women in your life crazy.
Yeah, well, there's one you never did. And it was a good thing, probably. At any rate, although you'd agree on her, she and you would be on the same page.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to mess with her too much. She'd be.
Anyway. The essence of what there is here is a free-for-all that will not involve me. That's the bottom line, because I have to get on. I was going to go yesterday, last night, but I had to go to town meeting. I didn't feel right not going. So remember, over the years, some of you have been listening to me for a long time. Remember, if you're especially connected to WTTF and Tiffin, Heidelberg, vice president of everything. While I was there, he was pretty much the vice. He took every job we ever gave to the kid. Jim Troha is his name. Wonderful human being, great person. It was not a secret. He wanted to be the president of Heidelberg and didn't get the job. Rob Huntington got it. He was the interim, did a great job. He did a great job at everything we asked him to do. Finally, he got a job at a college in Pennsylvania, and he started his work there early in the summer, but they always have sort of, it's a ceremony that installs the new president. I remember we had a couple of them, we went through a couple of them at Heidelberg while I was on the board, and so he's being installed in his college juniata, which is in Huntingdon, I think that's the name of the town. I don't have a GPS.
He walked out to Rob Huntington, but he's working in a town called Huntington.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. He left to Huntington, who was the president of Heidelberg, and went to Huntington, spelled differently, Pennsylvania.
Can't get away.
Juniata is a good college, though, and I'm looking forward to going there this afternoon and just participating by being in the audience and giving him a big hug and all the members of his family. So anyway, it's a ride, and I have to get my pony and get riding, Richie. I will leave you with these thoughts about Heart Factors Plus, which is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide. You know, I've been thinking about this with regard to you and your emotional state. which is somewhat affected by the cancer and the treatments that you've had. I know it has to have been. But I was more wondering whether you asked this kind of thing. Heart Factors Plus is a nitric oxide sort of all-natural performance-enhancing supplement. And so nitric oxide opens up all of your veins and vessels and arteries and stuff. And I wonder I've heard from people that you ought not do this if you have a cancer because it'll help it spread. But now that you've knocked yours out, I mean, we're getting more blood. Blood is what keeps the cancers going. You don't get any blood to them. That's what a lot of the chemo is aimed at cutting off blood supplies to these tumors, and that's what kills them. So I wondered if you ever had that conversation with the doctor.
I did not.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
All right, anyway, Heart Factors Plus is good. If you keep your body healthy, your mind healthy, get the blood into every part of your body, actually. Your blood pressure is going to be affected by this because the bigger the arteries, the lower the blood pressure. If your arteries are getting plugged up, that's why your blood pressure goes up. So I've given you a medical lesson. Bottom line is Heart Factors Plus works for thousands and thousands, as a matter of fact, tens of thousands of both men and women who were worried their blood pressure was going up. And they didn't know what to do about it. This is a good natural way of doing it. Certainly, you should be checking with your doctor all the time. You should always know what your blood pressure is. But this is a good way to keep it normal. Get a free supply, 30-day supply of Heart Factors Plus. It's 800-577-8560, the number to call, 800-577-8560. You pay a small shipping fee. That's it. You'll see results, or you don't pay. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Get that blood circulating all around your body. 800-577-8560.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch you brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
About 20 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Dudley is gone for the afternoon. Jennifer, Ken, and I will take care of you for the rest of this hour. And if you need a ride in San Francisco, give Jennifer a call.
Yeah. Maybe that's how I'm going to make my money, because people in San Francisco are going to need rides. At midnight, this morning, transit workers walked off the job. And this is the second time this year that they did it. But midnight marks the deadline to resolve contract negotiations that impasse without a deal. Officials from both unions representing workers for the Bay Area Rapid Transit confirmed the strike. And they last went on strike in July when transportation in the San Francisco area saw severe rush hour delays over a four-hour period. So if you're traveling in the Bay Area today, you got to be careful.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't they the highest paid transit workers in the country?
They are.
Wow.
But they want more.
I want more.
I want more.
Give me more. They deserve it. They work hard. You know.
Don't they just press a button? I'm not trying to be mean.
And they keep the train from going off the rails. Something
like
that.
Well, you know.
21 past on a good day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Jennifer Horn.
I'm the witch queen of Southern California.
That's right.
That.
Yo. 23 past the hour. Next up is Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden with you this morning. Getting to be that time of the year. We've laid the pumpkins out. You'll be, you would chuckle, Jennifer, if you would ride by my house.
What does it look like?
Last week, our local representative for for the neighborhood that helps us get the yard signs for the politicians coming up on voting time.
Which is also scary, by the way.
Which is also scary. Dropped off some signs for me to put in my front yard, and I was like, yeah, you know, but I never got really the urge.
Right.
Then after the whole shutdown got down, I was suddenly urged to put the political signs up.
These must be people that are not currently in office, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And I decided to put a rest in peace sign in front of them.
Oh, that's very, very funny.
And the pumpkins and the little scary devils and stuff like that. So I've done my Halloween decorations for this year.
That's really cool. Now, I admire people that actually decorate the outside of their house because, you know, Christmas is tough. That's the one that we always decorate outside for. But now people seem to be, like, getting into this trend of decorating outside their house. I have a neighbor who has, like, orange and purple lights out, and it looks really cool. But my decorations are just on the inside.
We are all suckers to spend a little money at the holiday season. We've been hallmarked to death.
I know, but it is fun. And, you know, first of all, with Halloween, they put a little glitter on anything, and I'm like, I have to have it. I have, like, light up pumpkins. Glitter products, and then I have like a glittery witch outside my door, which is that's about my only outdoor
decoration. A glittery witch.
Yeah.
Jennifer has the only scary pink house in all of Los Angeles.
It's not pink. My kitchen is pink.
You should check the video of the day. It's somebody's house in somewhere in Illinois, and they have it decked out, synced to music, lots
that's
of lights.
Cool.
It's amazing.
I admire people that do that. I don't know if you guys heard about
you
this.
You admire them, but their neighbors are getting to the point where there are lawsuits. So we just had one locally here where a woman wanted to open her Halloween house for 5 days.
Yeah.
They went to court, and they only let her do it for 2 days. And now she says, well, there's going to be big crowds, and I can't promise that there won't be anybody.
Yeah, see, these people need to suck it up. I'm used to having screams in my neighborhood. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Yeah, but when you start having tour buses show up and you're on the street and and you know, and they're selling ice cream at the bottom. You know, the ice cream truck is there, and the whole thing. It starts to get a little bit much.
Be happy that that they're actually, you know, people know their Halloween decorations. I don't know if you guys heard this story, but in Oklahoma, actually in Mustang, Oklahoma, there was a family that just went bananas with the decorating. They did their yard, their driveway, they did ghosts and tombstones, and then they stuck a fake corpse that, and they stuck it under their garage door, you know, kind of like those wacky people that have like the Garfield butt hanging out of their trunk. You know? So they stick like a corpse underneath their garage door.
That's awesome.
And then they have a second body positioned in the driveway that looked like it went underneath the car's wheel. Okay, so they've got like two fake bodies.
Yeah.
Apparently it was so realistic that someone called 911 to report the body under the door.
Winner.
I know. And then the poor 911 emergency personnel, they responded.
I love it.
It's not good. And they talked to the house's owner. Johnny Mullins is his name. He said he and his kids just wanted to decorate for Halloween. They were just trying to scare people.
Can you see them high-fiving each other inside? Dad, we got the cops. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Everybody knows.
Winning. You're starting to get the concept now?
Yeah, winning.
Everybody knows if you have a body to deal with, you take it to the ocean. You know,
I would just have you lay in my front yard, and I would just pour ketchup all over you. And
oh, that would be awesome.
Put one of those fake bloody knives.
Except ketchup would make me smell. Let's use, like, Jell-O or something.
All right, there's your Halloween update from Jennifer Horn. 28 past the hour, a good day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you, but your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't answer!
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dudley and Kenny and Richie. Richie joins us via the anomaly, which, well, I don't know, is it anomaly? Anomaly means not normal. So that pretty much describes this whole program. So why would Richie, being on a Skype connection to us, be any different? This is like you're able to talk to someone in deepest, darkest Africa. And if I had a screen in front of me, you could be on the screen too, right?
Well, being someone on Skype, I certainly could be on the screen. But I just choose not to because I don't really look that great right now.
As opposed to...
Well, when I'm in the studio, I don't look great either, but you know.
Yeah, I understand. All right, some of the things going on today. We're going to meet Adam Richman, and one of the reasons Richie is here is because he's had a lot of time off in the last 4 months as he's been treated for cancer, and he's been watching some of these... I don't know, you need to get a life, pal. You're on these eating shows, the food shows.
Let me tell you something. The Food Network is the greatest place to learn how to create new meals for your kids.
Really?
Last night we made homemade pizza, and the night before we made BLTs with mozzarella and tomato.
Really?
And the kids loved them, and I learned the BLT thing. It's a mozzarella, tomato, olive oil with a little bit of basil. And I learned them from all these cooking shows. I'm just saying, you know, that's a good idea. And the kids would probably eat that. Let me try that.
Yeah.
It's worked out well.
Good for you, Richie.
I learned a lot laying in bed the last few months.
Well, but it's okay. It's good. So anyway, Adam Richman, who is a tailgater apparently, wants to teach us as he can how to have a good tailgate party, which is something that's appropriate certainly for this time of year. So that's coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, some of the things that we're talking about today have to do with practical things in life. I don't know if you're driving a Nissan. I don't think anybody here, Richie doesn't, and Kenny doesn't, and I don't, but those of you who do, about a million of them have been recalled because of an accelerator sensor flaw. Now, just to put into perspective, Richie knows a lot about cars. If you have an accelerator that gets stuck, it's It's not a good thing.
Not a good thing, no.
Not a good thing.
Toyota had a little problem with this, and look what it did today. Right. Even though they're back and they're selling, they're one of the top sellers.
Right.
It took them off the top of the market for 5 years.
Yeah, for quite a while. Yep. So if you have a Nissan and you haven't received your recall notice yet, you probably ought to call the dealer and make sure that it gets in there. I encourage you to do that sooner rather than later as a public service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Good day.
Richie, I've discovered a new book which I would like you to read.
We posted
this at facebook.com/Good Day Show. The Thing You Think You Cannot Do is a book from Dr. Gordon Livingston.
Sounds more like a Dr. Seuss book.
Well, no, it isn't, actually. This is a very serious treatise on fear. And as I read, I did my Ted Cruz impression, but only lasted, instead of 21 hours, it lasted 1 minute. I'm going to read, because I think, obviously, not everybody listens to every minute of the program and every hour. So I'm reading this a couple of times today to put into perspective what I think is the biggest problem on the planet, and that is not being happy, but being full of fear. And so maybe I'll give you a spin on happiness after I read a page from the introduction of this book. Again, the book is called The Thing You Think You Cannot Do. And Richie, you may be the poster child for this, because I know, knowing you as well as I do and have for 17 years, that when you were told you had cancer, there was something that went through your system, through your head, through your body, that had to have brought fear to the surface. And then you grappled with it, and you approached it head on and
attacked
this. And so this means something to you, but it means something to most people. This man, Dr. Livingston, writes, "Fear is the central issue of our time. Once an adaptive emotion that protected our ancestors on the plains of Africa, fear has become a corrosive influence in modern life, eroding your ability to think clearly. Exploited for power by our political leaders and for money by the news media, fear is embedded in the way we think about our lives. Our preoccupation with safety is a natural reaction to our vulnerability to loss. At the same time, the search for perfect safety is absurd, given the inevitability of our eventual demise. Even as our lives have become safer overall, our fears remain intact and lie at the foundation of our most revered institutions, notably religion, which typically promises some version of immortality as a salve for our dread of extinction. Americans live in an increasingly authoritarian society out of persistent fear that other tribes in distant places are a threat to our way of life, to our very existence. Over the last century, this apprehension has brought us into a continual state of war, which shows no sign of abating. And although we congratulate ourselves for being a peace-loving people, our national anthem is a tribute to fighting off threatening foreigners." I think that is one of the most profound bits of writing that I have seen for a long time.
Yeah.
So it comes from the book, The Thing You Think You Cannot Do, Gordon Livingston. You can read about it more at Facebook.com and pass it on, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. In a moment, we lighten things up a little bit. We're going to eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. Woo! We all will go to our next, well, we're not going to, but it could happen to somebody listening. Adam Richman makes your life better in a moment here on Good Day.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.375%, APR 4.64%, that payment could support a $270,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $45,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It's 18 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you're considering selling, now may be the best time for that. This message and part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Every market is different, so call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Good thing to do and keep in mind as house prices are going up. Let's welcome Adam Richman to the program. He's an actor, television personality, host of the Travel Channel's Eating Challenge program called Man vs. Food, and its sequel, Man vs. Food Nation. Also the host of Amazing Eats, Adam Richman's Best Sandwich in America, and Fandemonium. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, that's cool. That's cool.
Woo-hoo! All right, Adam. All right, so Fandemonium. Tell us about that first, will you, please?
Absolutely. So Fandemonium is essentially a celebration of fans, of the everyday men and women that spend unbelievable amounts of time, money, and energy to be part of something larger than themselves, to celebrate and support, whether it's a team or an event or a sort of cultural sort of niche in society. But the fans are the lifeblood of all these big events and all these amazing teams, and it's a celebration of fans.
All right, so you came up with this idea, or somebody else, and they just hired you?
No. I actually do. I'm more than just a hat rack. I've always been really passionate. But when I got Man vs. Food, I was working at Madison Square Garden Television. So I was around fan culture quite a bit. And what was amazing is at the Garden, in the span of a week, you could see boxing fans, Ranger fans, Knicks fans, fans of The Cure, fans of Juanes, and the passion was the same. So working with Travel Channel, we realized that we wanted to cover the amazing tailgate scene, the amazing food ingenuity, the amazing creativity that people found ways to save money, to create delicious dishes, and to celebrate their teams. And hopefully that other fans could learn and appreciate you know, their ingenuity and their passion.
Let me introduce you to, hold on, Richie, I'm going to introduce you. I want him to know exactly who you are and how you fit into this scenario. Okay. There are a number of hosts and co-hosts on this program, Adam. One of them is Rich McFadden, from whom you will hear in a moment. He's been, for the last 4 months, undergoing therapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma, and so he spent a lot of time at home watching you on television, and that's why he's here. That's why he wanted us to have a conversation with you.
First off, Adam, I'd love...
Because my cousin actually just walked a mile in your moccasins, I applaud your fight, sir.
Thank you, sir, and I applaud you bringing me lots of entertainment while I'm sitting here bored at home. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Look, you know, Man vs. Food, one of my favorite shows. The kids love to watch it. We all love to watch it. It's a lot of fun. But first I want you to tell Doug about some of the things that you see on Fandemonium, specifically at the Daytona 500 and the RVs and what it costs someone to put an RV for 1 week or up to 2 weeks on the lake inside the Daytona 500. I thought that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
And I'm really glad you mentioned it, because that's the thing that people keep forgetting is the cost. Like, they'll see, like, the rack support jocks or, like, the massive smoker, but everyone forgets that just parking, gassing up whatever vehicles you take there, it's a massive undertaking for these fans. So, the camper that you're referring to on the shores of Lake Lloyd, there's a lake in the middle of the Daytona International Speedway. That was $250,000 camper. And you're going to spend, if you spend the full 2 weeks there, I mean, you will spend into the five figures just between gas and parking. But then that's not counting what you spend in groceries.
Who can afford that?
You spend in the tickets if you want to get a jacket or a souvenir for Kyle Busch or for Jimmy Johnson. That's going to cost money. And that's the thing, is that these fans, these are not wealthy, well-to-do people. This is like the lifeblood of the country, like salt of the earth, like moms and dads and carpenters and teachers and HVAC and former vets. And they choose to spend a ton of money. But that's honestly, for me, is... like the way that they choose to save money and the little tips that I've picked up, whether it's the way they make ingredients stretch or the way they find a way to stretch their dollar, that's the stuff that I've been like super jazzed about in working, you know, with Fandemonium, working with Banker America, and working with fans now.
All right. So you're now in the business of helping people have a good time. It sounds like that would have been a great place to practice having a good tailgate party. A lot of people are interested in tailgating because the football season seems to happen a lot at games. So what's your recipe for the ultimate tailgate party?
That's a great question. Well, honestly, you have to remember, like, so 90% of people are going to attend at least one tailgate, and about half of them are going to spend at least $90 to take part in that tailgate. So to me, it's about creating foods that are handheld, not the hand, I think fork, knife, plate is just a mess in a parking lot, and also creates more rubbish. So I always say, like, if you could buy stuff in bulk at, like, the Sam's Clubs, the Costco's, like shrimp, for example, farm, you could glaze them, put them on skewers, put them in wraps, put them in sandwiches, put them in salads. I've seen things in Wisconsin. They did a couple brats, like a simple pack of brats, sliced them up with onions and peppers.
Oh, I love brats.
And they made fajitas. The fajitas with bratwurst in them. But taking one pack of bratwurst and then feeding 15 people with them is suddenly a possibility. But the thing that I've noticed those really smart fans doing, and it for me as someone who didn't really come from a lot of dough, that every time I find out ways the people have been managing to save it, because, like, we filmed at Bonnaroo, and those tickets are so expensive, and no one lives in Manchester, Tennessee, that really goes there. It's like people come from California and whatever, that a lot of people, young people, are using, like, cash rewards cards. In particular, the Bank of America one I found was really, really good, because simply no banker speak, it actually spoke to what kids and adults are actually spending money on. It's like 3% on gas, 2% on the groceries you're eating, and 1% on everything else. So from the jersey to the hat to the tickets, you're saving money. And there's no reason that being a fan should be an unpleasant or cost-heavy experience.
Well, It sounds like it. It's pretty expensive. If you got an RV, anyway, if you're not in an RV, maybe it's A-OK, but it sounds like it's fun anyway, and it's yummy. Richie will attest to that. So, Adam Richman, where do we go to find out more about the things that you're doing in terms of a website?
Gotcha. Well, so in terms of what I'm doing, you can just follow me at Adam Richman on Twitter. That's the best way to reach me.
Okay.
And to find out more about the Cash Awards part, it's bankofamerica.com/cash awards.
All right, there it is. Adam, good to have you here. Richie's very happy to have made your acquaintance, and so am I, and so are all of us. Adam Richman here on Good Day.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to...
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Like to get away. We have our man from bestfares.com here, Tom Parsons, and I want to get away. The other day I booked my airfare for my New Orleans, my annual New Orleans trek to Jazz Festival, and got a deal on southwest.com the day they released the thing. So this, and good Tom, so I want you to help us out here. Whenever there are big events, and you know that tens to hundreds of thousands of people, Super Bowl, March Madness, whatever it is, and you know this thing is coming a year out, what is the best course of action if you want to get decent airfare with good times going in and out of the city so you don't have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Everybody knows there's a big event going on. The airlines know there's a big event going on. I'm sorry, I got a little cough today. And they start blocking the seats pretty soon. They will start putting restrictions in. I think the best thing to do is all of a sudden you start finding airfares. It's, let's say, where's the next Super Bowl?
Is February 1st, 2nd.
I don't know where we're at.
Oh, where? It's in New York.
That's right. The
Netherlands.
Yeah, well, New York might be a little bit easier. But you got to remember, Super Bowl is a little bit different than baseball. Baseball is mostly local traffic, so the demand, you know, you would think the demand would be real strong from other cities. But the Super Bowl is really where about 90% of the people are sponsors, and the demand is ticket appeal super high. Good thing about New York, you can always fly to Philadelphia, you go to Washington, D.C., and just take a train.
A train to New York is nothing from Philly.
Yeah, so New York's a little bit easier to get in and out than some cities, and still maybe still qualify for a cheap fare. The biggest problem is going to be, of course, hotels. And then that's where you're going to have to refinance your home. But so we'll just have to see what happens this year. But again, the more you can know in advance, you look for
how far in advance do most airlines post their airfares?
Well, you can buy an airplane ticket 330 days from today's date. Okay, but you must be on the plane coming home 330 days from the day. So, but I would still say the average person on bestfares.com, they book about 39 days out. I think if you book on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you have a much better chance of getting, especially probably late Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, is it better chance of getting the cheaper seats. And doesn't mean it's always going to work. I mean, this weekend we're having tons of snooze lose.
So
I'm looking at right now we're getting an extension of first class airfares for across the country. If you live in New York City, can you believe you can go New York City to West Palm Beach all the way through the middle of January, $394, and that's a round trip. That means you can check three bags, you get bigger seats, wider seats, the whole works.
Wow, first class.
First class and $394. If you look at some of the airfares you're going to see around Christmas, I mean, I'm looking at New Year's Eve. You can take off New Year's Eve, $427 on that day, but the coach fares are probably going to be $400 and some. So, you know, you might want to say, wait a minute, I'm going to fly first class for a few dollars more, get a bigger seat, wine and dine myself for New Year's, and have those free bubblies, get on the plane first, get off the plane, and do all the other goodies, and only for a few more bucks. It's one of the first times.
Yeah, why not? If you can get the first class for even $50-$75 more, I'd definitely take that.
Yeah, and if you're taking a cruise, remember this, too. You're going to need probably extra bags. You're permitted to not only check one bag for free, you can check three bags for free flying first class.
All right, what's the deal of the week?
I would say this week it's going to be, I think the cruise industry is throwing everything in the kitchen sink at us. I mean, the Holland America is giving free booze.
Because they're dying.
Huh? You know, it's like free booze cards, all kinds of different things. So it's celebrities been doing it, Royal Caribbean. I think they're now finding that by giving us, they're bringing the prices down in cruises, except for Christmas and New Year's. We're also, then they're throwing all these little extra perks to get us out there to buy tickets, like free booze. You know, give you a booze card if you maybe buy Ocean View or Balcony Cabin. And we're seeing Balcony Cabins go for seven nights for like $6.99. Boy, I tell you, that's the way to go. You want a little veranda.
Yeah, everything's included. That is the way to go. All right, so go to DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com, and you'll see Tom's picture down there. And you just click on that. It'll take you to BestFares.com, and you get your deal of the week, which is cruises right now. And check out some first-class fares. It's 59 past on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.